All right, a couple of funnies before I get started on the message. This morning, this is from Jerry Seinfeld about dads. You can tell what was the best year of your father's life because they seem to freeze that clothing style and ride it out. Dave Attell. When you are young, you think your dad is Superman. Then you grow up and you realise he's just a regular guy who wears a cape. This is probably my personal favourite, although some of you probably don't agree. But anyway, Rita Rudner said this. I gave my father $100 and said, buy yourself something that will make your life easier. So he went out and bought a present for my mother. Yeah, smart dad, right? I guess this one's a little bit more serious. Being a great father is like shaving. No matter how good you shave today, you have to do it again tomorrow. All right. Happy Father's Day, everyone. And for those men, we celebrate men here at C3 Frio, and we enjoy doing that. And I want to talk about some men's stuff this morning. Not so much fathers, but men's stuff all the same. So here we go. Stay with me. The passage you might go, Nigel, that's an interesting passage, but it's good. Trust me. Luke 22, verse 31. Luke 22. So the title of my message, thank you guys, you're right there. Let's do that first. I pray your faith remains. I pray your faith remains. Who knows it's good for men to have strong faith? It's good for all of us to have strong faith, but when a man has good faith, my goodness. All right. And the Lord said to Simon, Simon, which is Peter, indeed Satan has asked you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. But he said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you, both to prison and to death. Then he said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster shall not crow this day before you will deny three times that you know me. Men like to brag. My fish is bigger than your fish. Your car's pretty good, but mine's a beast. And I remember one time, a long time ago, fortunately, I have grown up a little bit, but who knows that men always stay 18, pretty much. There's always a boy in a man's heart. And I remember one time, a long time ago, going to a men's event up at C3 Hepburn Heights. And they decided they'd do what this men's event, a kind of a strongman competition. And the guys were egging me on. Nigel, you'll win this. You should go in it. Because I'm a pastor, you know. It's really for the young men, you know. I wasn't that young, anyhow. So I decided, you know what? I'll survey who's going in it. And I looked at him. I thought, I've got this. What harm could it be? I thought, okay, I'll go in it. Could you take your phone on silent or go outside, please? That'd be awesome. But then the person in charge of the proceedings decided we should all do handstands. I do not think that handstands are a strongman event. I felt like saying, what are you doing? That's not what you do when you're a strongman. You lift things. You pull things. You do not get on your hands. That's for girls. So, not wanting to be defeated, I got up onto my hands and completely destroyed everyone around me as I fell over. I took out quite a few people. One guy lost one of his teeth. I'm joking. And then there was a medicine ball throw from the chest. You know, when you do this properly, you actually have to push off your chest. I've got this one. I've got this one. All right. Anyway, there was this rather overweight little kid. Well, I thought he was little. He's probably about 18. And they let him throw the ball. And because I was a pastor, I thought, well, I better not say, well, he did that wrong. So when I did mine correctly and I threw it almost as far, but they gave it to the other guy. My pride was dented. I don't go into competitions anymore. Is this talking to any men here today? It helps me feel good about myself when I don't enter competitions anymore. Anyway, you know, listen to this. Going back to Peter's scripture. Before Jesus says to Peter, you will deny me three times. Peter and a number of the disciples are arguing about who will be the greatest. Blokes love to believe they are good at stuff. Helps them feel manly, feel good about who they are. And it is highly likely that Peter, being the spokesman for the group, had been bragging the most about his exploits. You know, I went down to that town. You know, see how many people got healed through me? Can you beat that one? It's a blokey thing. Who knows, a bit of competition's not a bad thing. And then there is this from Jesus. Satan, about Peter, Satan has demanded that he sift you as wheat. It would be my observation that Jesus has allowed Satan to sift Peter as wheat. The text says, sift you. You is referring to all the disciples, and therefore it is referring to you and to I. And Jesus tells a parable about tares and wheats. An enemy comes and sows tares in the field with the wheat. And tares are a kind of weed that resembles wheat until both reach maturity, where one is useful and one is destructive. And I think that as men, we can look good. But when it comes time for the harvest, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be found lacking. When I go to be with Jesus, I want to actually be knowing that I'm growing in my faith. I want to actually know that I'm actually going somewhere. I'm not staying the same through my entire life. For men and women here, is that how we should be as his people? And so Jesus says to Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. God will allow Satan to have a shot at us at times. And Jesus is going to allow this to happen because he's going to resurrect what is broken and what is not quite right, what is offensive to him. And so that you and I don't just look good on the outside, but so that we are more together in him. Oh, Lord, I thank you today that we can be more together in you as we just simply just hold on to you. That he prays that his faith would not fail. And for each and every one of us, isn't that a great prayer that we can pray for one another? I pray that your faith will not. And the truth is, Jesus could have stopped Peter from messing up. And just like he can stop you and I from blowing it, but we don't grow into maturity if he just helps us along all the time. He's not that kind of a God. He's not like the gods that we watch on the telly sometimes. He desires we relate with him through the circumstances of our lives. And we have a tendency to think that when we do mess up, it's the end of the world. But that's not the case with Jesus. It is God making sure we don't go down that path again. And sometimes he allows the enemy to help his cause in your life. I have prayed for you. This is Jesus talking to Peter. I have prayed for you. Is anyone glad they've got Jesus today? I have prayed for you. Not that the sifting would not happen to Peter. I don't think there'd be anyone in this room that doesn't go through any kind of trouble and gets and has any kind of sifting happen in their life. You know, when you sift something, you put it through a sieve, right? And it sifts. It gets all the, or in case there's anything bad in there, all that stuff stays out of what you're doing. This is how God is with us. In early Christian paintings, a grain of wheat was symbolic of the resurrection. The chaff has gone and only the goodness is left. The chaff is the stuff around the wheat, the actual grain, the kernel that's good to use for bread and even beer. It's good, right? It's a good thing. And there is a cycle of life that God intends for every person, that we hold on to the good, the truth, the life of God, allow our faith to grow through the mess in our lives. It is who we are becoming. So it's okay to have some mess in your life. But we are hanging on to God. I pray your faith remains. I am thanking you that even though this is a difficult situation, even though I messed up and I shouldn't have said those things to those people, I thank you, Lord, that you are still with me, that you can sift me, and that I'm going to grow from this experience in my life. You know, a field of wheat in the Bible was significant, signified the church. A wholesome crop. Look around the church today. A wholesome crop. Turn to your neighbor and say, you look wholesome today. You look wholesome because of what God is doing in your life. And Jesus is saying to Peter, I have prayed for you. Not that the sifting would not happen. Rather, Jesus prayed for his mentality that his faith would not fail him. If you are anything like me, you're going to mess up. And Peter is overconfident. He says to Jesus, not me, Lord. I'm with you. I'll go to prison with you. I'll go wherever you're going, I'm there. I'll die for you, he says. Jesus says three times, you will fail me, Peter. I am not praying that you won't fail. I am not praying it won't be messy. I'm not praying it won't be difficult for you. I am praying your faith will not fail. What a great prayer that each of us can pray for one another. Amen. I am praying that your faith may not. Can you have faith in the middle of a bad situation? Can you have faith in the middle of a bad situation? Can you have faith when life is just messed up for you? Yes. And the truth is, if we can't have faith in the middle of a bad situation, if we can't have faith when everything around us is a mess, then we may as well close this place down. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand this morning for who he is in our lives. I have prayed your faith will not fail. When Andrew and I moved to Frio, which was over 24 years ago now, I think it's getting close to 25 actually, because we didn't start the church for nearly a year. My 10-month-old, which is now Jared, was in hospital for a week when we moved to Frio because he ate rat poison. Off the floor in the laundry where we're renting a house. A whole week in hospital. They said he's not going to be able to, he probably won't, you know, at that stage we didn't know what he was going to be doing because he's 8 months old, you know. Pray your faith will not fail. Today he's singing in the house of God, but they said he couldn't. They said he was going to have all sorts of problems and asthma and all this and he may not ever. You know what? You've got to stand on your faith. Thank you, Lord. I'm not believing that stuff. We had cockroaches and rats in our first house. They were exciting. I tried to get rid of one for a long time. Anyway, my lawnmower got stolen. didn't have a garage door at the time, and that was my income. I used to mow lawns, so it was a bit of a serious issue. And this is probably the worst one of the lot. No people came to church for a very long time. Charlie and Ellen remember that. And we had Dom Sineek singing songs for 5 years to Darlene Check. We did not have any musicians whatsoever. We all remember some of these stories. Those of you who are new, maybe it's new for you, but what an amazing... The things we did. Because we had very few people in church, I got desperate one time to develop whoever I came through the door, really. And one bloke had been coming for about a month or so, and he used to captain the ferries, actually, back and forth, Charlie, I remember, back and forth from... to Rottnest and back. And I says, would you like to do the communion talk like Steve did this morning? Good job, Steve. Would you like to do the communion talk? And he said, I noticed when he came in the next Sunday that he kind of smelt like he'd been out all night and he still had the alcohol on his breath. There was no doubt about it. And he even slurred his words as he's given the communion talk. And actually swore a few times as well. And yet he proceeded to say to the few people present that day that he could feel the presence of God on him. Pray your faith will not fail. And when Andrew and I finally thought we had our church services in order, and while I was praying for some people down the front, all I see is Andrea running at the back of the building with Jared in her arms, blood pouring down his head, and he had to go to hospital and get his whole forehead stitched up. Pray your faith will not. See, Job knew all about terrible situations. He said, and this is not a bad thing for us to remember, though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. When everything is failing, glass is shattering, concrete's cracking, money not there, kids in trouble, car accident, health scare, hear bad news about those close to you, marriage not what it used to be, lost your job, life in crisis, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you. Romans 8:28. I thought I needed this scripture just to bring some positivity. All things work together for good of those who love the Lord, to them who are called according to his purpose. I think we're just going to recognize, you know, chill guys, I'm under construction. I'm under construction. Man or woman here, I'm under construction. I haven't made it yet. It's okay. I haven't slept properly for weeks. I'm in a state of confusion. I'm emotionally not what I should be. I feel spent every day. But I have a feeling. Anyway, that's... Everything is going to be all right. Come on. Everything is going to be all right. And the Holy Spirit is with us and he will help us through. Well, I thought that was exciting. See, you've got to be excited by the Word of God. And some things in life have the capacity to crush your spirit. That's the truth. And I've personally felt this way. What's the point? I'm sure I'm not the only one that's said that. And some situations in life are just, they seem to you, ridiculously tough. And like Peter, it's easier to deny God. It's easier to run away. But is it really? Self-reliance will never build God's character in your life. Jonah ran from God and caused unnecessary pain and turmoil to an unsuspecting crew on a ship that was carrying a lot of goods. It was a big ship. And we grow through our ongoing relationship in him. And through our ongoing relationship in him, we help others have a great relationship in him. Not because we've got it all together, but because we're going to decide right here, right now, you know, my faith is going to remain. God said to Jonah, stop running and deal with your mess. Stop trying to do things your way. And Jesus has been praying for Peter that his faith remains. Faith means dealing with what you have in front of you. Faith means the mess that you have created, you are going to take responsibility for. Allowing God into your life rather than doing nothing through prayer, the word, other people that are faith-filled, get them around you, get in a connect group, and let's be a people where our faith remains. And the remarkable thing is that when we do this, he comes alongside. And God says to us who believe in him, I will give it to you if I can get it through you. And so we just need to open ourselves up, our hearts up to him and to others around us. Sometimes men find this difficult. It's the most important thing we can probably do as men in our life. It's just be real. Recognize who we are. And we're all on a journey together. So 1 minute Peter's bragging about how great he was to his mates and how God used him. And the next, he actually does not want to know Jesus. He does not wish to be identified as one of them, even though he said, I'll die for you. I'll never leave you. And Jesus said to Peter, when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. We read that passage earlier. God knows that you and I are going to mess up. Isn't that helpful? But when you do, get back into my flow for your life. I pray your faith remains. Focus is vital for every one of us. And Peter denied he was friends with Jesus and the disciples. And yet, that is where his strength lay, together in him with our friends who also love him. That's our strength in God. There is nothing greater than a community of believers. There is strength in going the race together with others. And so, you want to be friends? You want to have friends? Be friendly. You want to smile? Give a smile. You want to show mercy? Be given mercy? Give mercy yourself. It is hard not to be in the presence of somebody who's giving something and not reciprocating. You remember, right? There's like this little thing, oh, they paid for me last, I've got this one this time. It's something that just becomes natural. So let me ask a question. If you are not getting back, if there seems to be a something's not right, are you in God's flow for your life? Give love, get love. Give mercy, get mercy. Give finance, receive finance. And you and I may not get it back from where it came from, but it's still coming back. It's the word of God. We can trust him. And Peter lost his flow. He didn't think he'd ever do it. He thought he was the big strong man. He thought he was, I'm with you. Who knows that the greatest of men can fall? And so all of us, we need help. I'd ask the music team to come up if they could. I had quite severe varicose veins in one of my legs. It's my right leg. In fact, when I used to wear tight jeans like I've got on today, you could see it. And so I decided I needed to do something about it. And the doctor said that the veins block and then the circulatory system finds alternative ways to distribute the blood. And because the veins block up, they swell up, they bulge, and there is a constricted flow or no flow at all. They kind of just flow and then they stop and then the blood flows in, finds other arteries and vessels and finds another way. And so Peter is sitting in the courtyard and he's denying the power he has been given. He made a decision that didn't go well for him. And the rooster crowed. Peter denied that he was associated with Jesus and the disciples. And we know that Peter recognized his error. We know he made right because after the resurrection, it was Peter who stood up after the Holy Spirit, power, tongues, prayer meeting, and was incredible, saying what God was doing. And he was a founder of the early church. And you and I can make decisions that don't help ourselves. Or we can make decisions based on what God has for us. And as long as we just allow our faith to remain in who God is in our life. The Holy Spirit is available to us. And yet at times we can make decisions, like I said, that actually hurt others around us. And for the most part, it's because men in particular think that they can solve stuff on their own. We have this sort of go-to, I've got this, I know how to solve this, I can do this, I can do that. And we don't require any help from anyone. I'm okay. But when we act like this repeatedly, we break the flow that God has for our lives. Because God wants us, first and foremost, to relate with Him. Can we stand to our feet, church? First and foremost, to relate with Him. And at the same time, relate with others, which is why the community of the church is so vital. And Father, here today, I thank You for every person, male and female. And I thank You, Lord, that we are together for a purpose and a reason, that our faith will remain. And today, as men in particular right here, right now, we're not inferior. We're not lesser. We are greater through God's power in our life. And for the ladies here, I pray your faith will remain, Jesus says. And so though things may be messy right now, though things may be challenging right now, God's got you. He's got you in His arms. He's for you. And so Father, right here, right now, we make a decision together that our faith will remain. That our faith will? Thank you, Lord. Maybe as we're standing here, there are people that have not received Jesus as Lord of their life. Or you're here today and you know that your faith has gone on, been snuffed out. You've made some of those in the mess or of things of life, you've just allowed yourself to drift away from God. And God says it's okay. And we can take this example of Peter. He really messed up. But God was there for him and said, I'm praying that your faith will remain. Will you come back to Him today? Will you give Him your heart afresh? So can we pray this prayer together? Dear Lord Jesus, I thank You that You love me. That Your love is endless. That through the mess, through my own wrongdoing, You're still there. I recognize You today. Come into my heart afresh. I receive You as my Lord and my Savior. I repent of my past. I take leadership from You today, Lord Jesus. Amen.